Joe, who's calling us from Graham, I think.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hi, Joe.
Can you help me figure out a way to turn off the cortisol switch?
Whoa, tell me about what you mean by that, sir.
Well, Dr. Eric Berg on YouTube, and it's something I wish that you would do, Dr. Wright, is to get your own YouTube channel loaded full of all kinds of, just like, if you just look at Dr. Eric Berg, the guy breaks it down.
Okay,
but anyway, he said that there's a parasympathetic nervous system, and it's affected by cortisol, and cortisol triggers adrenal glands to overwork and puts you in a fight-or-flight situation. And he says that supplements like phosphatidylserine and L-theanine and whatever else, they could help, but they don't turn the switch off. And what he has found is that you have to turn off the switch manually, either through acupuncture or acupressure or I don't know what else. Is there any way that anything that you know of that can help bring cortisol levels to normal range?
Well, here we go, sir. A few years back, some researchers found that the signal that goes from the pituitary gland to the adrenal glands, and that signal is a hormone that's called, for short, ACTH, and you can look this up online, ACTH, that signal is not turned off, but it's turned down. It's like you're turning down the volume on the radio or whatever. The volume of that signal is turned down by the hormone oxytocin, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. And oxytocin is an extremely safe hormone made by the posterior pituitary gland. And it comes out in a giant flood when a lady's having a baby, because it's also a painkiller, sir. And it never hurt any of those mommies. Now, sometimes it takes a smaller dose, and sometimes it takes a larger dose, and you're going to need to work with a physician on that, because unfortunately, even though oxytocin is totally safe, in our free country, you got to get it on prescription. So, anyway, oxytocin, it helps some people to sleep at night better. It just turns down that signal. It does not shut it off.
Well, sir, I am a patient at your wonderful world-famous clinic, and I like you, and I like your doctors, and I like your nurses, and I really, really like your dispensary. It is the best.
So
I would recommend to all your callers, forget Vitamin Shop and forget Super Supplements. Go on down to Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. They have things that you never even believed they would have. But, Dr. Wright, I have oxytocin. I just don't know how much I need to be taking.
All right. Well, it usually comes in either an intranasal spray or a sublingual, and usually it's just denoted in units. And usually the lowest amount I've ever seen helpful for this is a 50 unit, and it is made in a 50 and a 25 in the intranasal spray and in the little things you put under your tongue. They both come from a compounding pharmacy. I do know one fella who tells me, oh, my goodness, if I take 200 units, why, that just helps me get a really good night's sleep, and otherwise I keep waking up not being able to go back to sleep. So it does vary from person to person, but the nice thing here is it's something a person can experiment with and with no chance of hurting themselves.
That's my next question. You done answered it there, Dr. Wright. So I will say this, Doctor. You're the one who told me about oxytocin in your dispensary. I'm probably your most handsome patient of all of your patients at the clinic.
All right.
I will say that oxytocin is far out. It makes me sleep real good.
Well, there you go, and it's not a sleeping pill. So if you need to take some during the daytime just to settle down that cortisol, it's very unlikely it would put you to sleep. It just, as you say, turns down the dial on the stress.
Well, I'm so glad I called you, Dr. Wright. Well, that's all the questions I have for you, and I'm not going to try to get you to change the color of your shirts no more. You just be who you are and have a good day on me, no charge.
Okay, sir, I think I recall that call. Okay, the color of the shirts. You know what, sir? When I was young, and I do mean 8 or 9 years old, I went with my dad to a men's clothing store, and oh, my God, all I could see was funerals. Black, brown, gray, black, brown, gray. And that really impressed me. I didn't want to outfit myself for a funeral for the rest of my life. So I use colors. It's fun. Okay, but I better shut up and get on to Reed here, who's calling us from Bellevue.